Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp-worthy. Goodyear. More driven.
Going to talk Hawkeye football coming up with you on the program today. Texas Tech football as well. Kirk Ferentz met the media. Matt Campbell met the media today. We'll kick it all around coming up next. It's the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Everyone, welcome here on a Tuesday on KGYM on this October the 23rd. Beautiful sun splash day around eastern Iowa. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann just back from Iowa City. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media today, as well as players. Matt Campbell meeting the media over in Ames. Iowa State getting ready for homecoming as they will take on Texas Tech. You can hear the game Saturday morning bright early at 9 o'clock with the pregame. Iowa will be on the road. They'll be in State College to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. We'll have Before the Boom coming your way on Saturday afternoon beginning at 12:30 on our FM frequencies, 107.5, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym, coming up at that time. And should be a very interesting game for both of those teams coming up this week. Mark, good afternoon, and what a day today. Enjoy it while you can, right?
Absolutely, and it is a terrific day outside, nice fall day, and perfect for a lot of things. But we've got Kirk Ferentz and Matt Campbell meeting the media today on the verge of two very, very big games for those two programs, Iowa and Iowa State, respectively, and then Game one of the Fall Classic.
World Series tonight.
Which, barring any weather delays, will end in October.
Let's hope. The way it should be. Yeah, the Red Sox and the Dodgers. We'll offer our predictions up at the end of the show today. See how poorly we do. Based on, as I look at the big board for the Emil's Hideaway pick six right now and see... 22 and 26 underneath my name. So we'll talk about that coming up. 7 o'clock tonight, 7:10 with the first pitch from Fenway Park in Boston, as it'll be the American League champion Red Sox and the National League champion Dodgers going at it tonight, game one of the Fall Classic right here on KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. And when you're at third base, you're practically home. And thank you for tuning in today, wherever you may be, Eastern Iowa or KGYMRadio.com. Also, the KGYM Radio app or your Alexa device or what have you. We thank you for tuning in to the program here today. Gary Dolphin's going to join us coming up here in about 6-7 minutes or so. And we will also be talking with Brian Jensen. He is the play-by-play voice of Texas Tech football. And we'll talk about the Red Raiders having a pretty good season for Cliff Kingsbury down in Lubbock. Needed to, because going into the year, he was widely viewed as one of the coaches on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine that is the case now, but we'll find out about that with Brian Jensen. And we'll do that just in a little bit. Kirk Ferentz, let's start there. He met the media today down in Iowa City. And nothing earth-shattering coming out today. Probably the biggest thing talked about was, I'm not even going to say a situation, just Noah Fant, as far as the text from his brother a few weeks back saying that Noah wasn't getting the proper amount of snaps that he needed or that someone of his ilk as a preseason All-American should get. It's kind of water under the bridge the way it sounds down in the Iowa football program right now. Coaches talked about it. Noah Fant talked about it with the coaches, talked about it with his family, and pretty much everything is swept away, and it's done for the most part in Iowa City.
Noah Fant has taken the high road on this, and good for him, because he acknowledges he's a family guy, but he can't control what his brother might tweet. Noah Fant just said, I'm in the game when they call my number, and that's that. And I'll go out and do my job, period. And that's the way it should be.
And that's kind of the way it was left today down in Iowa City. So Vance says it's not even an issue anymore. It's been, we've all moved on from it. And kind of the way we thought it would be, really, as far as dealing with it. And again, part of the reason why Kirk Ferentz, one of his hard and fast rules is you come to the Iowa Hawkeye football program, you say goodbye to your social networking accounts. And it's every day I grow to think it's not a bad idea more and more.
That was my second choice of today's sports view, which you may have heard in the 1 o'clock hour. You can hear it during the 1 o'clock hour from all the guys here, Scott, Todd, Alex, Kyle, myself, depending on the day of the week. And I think it's a subject I'll address perhaps next week.
Instead went with the with grammar. It's a good one today. Tune in. It's a good one. It is a good one. 319-366-1600, the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City.
Also out of the Kirk Ferentz news conference today, Kirk talked about Geno Stone, backup defensive back, and the fact that Stone is from who's from out east, and he was made 9 unofficial visits to Penn State, but never received an offer. And Kirk Ferentz, on first finding Stone and wondering where all the other college recruiters were, Kirk said, did he rob a bank or something?
Well, we don't know, and it could have been that he got caught up in a personnel situation. Maybe they had 2 or 3 safeties already in the system. Maybe they had a couple more coming in. Who knows how it all – there are a lot of reasons why.
A lot of variables.
Maybe they wanted to have him come the preferred walk-on route or something like that. So, you know, Penn State obviously knew about him if he was there for 9 times. And – just chose to pass for whatever reason, and Penn State's loss is Iowa's gain at this particular time. And, yeah, he'll be headed out east and back home, and a lot of the Hawkeyes will be headed back toward their native areas coming up for the game on Saturday. Meanwhile, in Ames, Matt Campbell today said all the right things as far as the bye week. Came at a great time. Kind of poo-pooed the fact that why have a bye? I mean, yes, you have to have the bye. You can't give it back. But the situation where Iowa State red hot and all of a sudden your bye week comes, is it going to be maybe a negative in any sort of way? And basically brushed it off saying it wasn't going to be. And the other thing coming out of Iowa State today in Ames was the fact Kyle Kemp is getting healthier and healthier. May be ready to go, in fact, if needed for this Saturday's game against Texas Tech. Not going to be the starting quarterback. That is going to be Brock Purdy. It's Brock Purdy's to lose right now. You know, God forbid if he gets hurt or whatever the case may be. And now trying to figure out ways that Kyle Kemp can help the football team. And one of those ways is what Matt Campbell talked about, getting his coaching career going. So maybe Kyle Kemp has aspirations to be a coach at a high school, college, pro level, whatever the case may be. And he's getting an early start on that right now, helping out with Brock Purdy and helping out with the Iowa State quarterbacks.
Already getting good experience, that's for sure. As far as the bye week goes for Iowa State, you know, I think you can look at it a couple different ways, and most people have. The fact that Iowa State was hot, probably didn't want to leave the field, but Iowa State has embraced it and says, you know what, this is the halfway point of the season. Let's take a break and get ready for the second half. Now, this is much different than next year, because next year, Iowa State has 2 bye weeks.
Correct.
Including one before the Iowa game early in the season, and then one later in the year. And I don't think that's a good situation at all, but something Iowa State can't really control.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in. We're going to talk to Gary Dolphin coming up here in just a moment. I got to get this out before we get to break here. Interesting to hear what people have to say. And the first time I saw this on Monday Night Football, last night being Monday Night Football, the television version, hopefully you're all listening to it on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3, whichever of our frequencies it is on. But people are starting to now vociferously complain about the Boogermobile. And I thought of this too when I first saw it. I said, that's probably blocking the view of many, many people that paid top dollar for those seats. And people are starting to get a little heated about the Boogermobile on Monday Night Football as they're missing out on key plays because Booger McFarland's big thing is sitting in front of them. It's interesting.
Elevated off the field.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, television networks, like most other media, are trying to look for innovations that set them apart. And I think this is one thing ESPN thinks that, you know, it's cool. I'm not sure it adds a whole lot to the broadcast. Does McFarland have a different perspective than others? Yeah, I don't think so much.
I don't think it's a bad idea, but I think it's not the way it's not executed properly. Now, they do have a picture. They have a large television behind the Boogermobile where people can still see what is happening. Well, it's not in real time, A, because of satellites, etc. And you didn't pay $180 to watch it on, you know, your 84-inch set that's approximately 25 feet in front of you at this present time. There's a couple of pictures here on social networking about that. And I would be a little upset, too, if my particular football team was facing a very key play in the game and I can't see it because Booger McFarland's in my way.
True enough.
So people are starting to complain about it.
Meanwhile, we have rain in Boston.
It's not good.
It is raining in Boston, expected to taper off by game time, which is scheduled for 7:09, as you mentioned here on KGYM Radio. How late will you stay up to watch the end of this game?
Oh, I'll watch the whole thing.
Okay.
I'll watch the whole thing. It's a World Series, man. We'll get it taken care of. We'll get our predictions coming up in a little bit as well. A lot of things on the table here today, and we'll talk about them, continue the text to come in. We're going to take a break, come back. Gary Dolphin's going to join us, play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. It's play-by-play voice day here on the Gym Class through the 3 o'clock hour here today. We'll talk about Hawkeye football. Iowa off to a 6-1 start, headed to Happy Valley for the weekend. We'll talk about it with Gary when we return after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
On Sunday, take the dog for a run. Play outside with the kids. Don't spend it on a car lot because you think it's the only day of the week you can look around in peace. At Brown's West Branch, you can explore their lot unbothered every day. Sundays are for family, not for dodging salespeople. It's safe to browse at Brown's West Branch, so wander the lot of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, along with a nice selection of used vehicles, comfortably any day of the week. And just because Brown's West Branch believes in low pressure doesn't mean they don't have great deals. Right now, Brown's has new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokees at over $6,500 off MSRP. Or 2018 Grand Caravans priced at $26,690. That's $5,750 off MSRP. See dealer for details. Get to the low pressure zone at Brown's West Branch, just off I-80 at the West Branch exit, part of the Brown's family of dealerships. See them online at 4browns.com.
Come grow with us. Frontier Co-op is growing and looking to hire team members at all our locations within minutes of Cedar Rapids. We have open positions in our operations department, quality control, and marketing. Frontier Co-op offers great benefits, including subsidized on-site childcare. Go to frontiercoop.com to view our current openings or see us at the Corridor Career Fair on October 25th at the Cedar Rapids Marriott from 3:30 till 6:30 p.m. Frontier Co-op is hiring now and is an equal opportunity employer.
Back with you here at 318. Gym class coming your way for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Scott, Mark, and Kyle with you. World Series Game 1 coming up tonight for you. We'll have it all three frequencies. We'll join up at 7 o'clock, 7:10 with the first pitch from Fenway Park in Boston. The Iowa Hawkeyes headed to State College for Saturday as they will take on the Penn State Nittany Lions in a pretty critical game in the Big Ten. And on the call will be Gary Dolphin, play-by-play voice of the Hawkeyes, who is kind enough to join us on this Tuesday. And everybody looks forward to their, what, one every two or three, four-year trip out to State College, but it's a lot better than it used to be, right, Dolph?
It sure is. So we used to have to... I know Mark remembers we used to have to fly into Parrisburg, and it was a 2 to 3 hour bus drive up through the mountains to get to State College. And now it's a direct flight. Paterno didn't pour any extra concrete in that runway, though. It seems like as soon as you slam on the brakes, you're in a hayfield, and you get the corner turned, and you're okay. You're safe and sound. But that was one of the prerequisites for Penn State to come into the Big Ten, was they had to extend the runway right there in University Park. But it took them like 4 or 5 years to get that done. So any advantage you can get, I guess, Scott, is good. But, yeah, no, they're looking forward to it. It's an incredible atmosphere at Beaver Stadium, 115,000 people, and a 2:30 kick. Yeah, everybody will be lathered up pretty good by kickoff Saturday.
Don't miss the days of yore, Dolph, I'll tell you that. But do you subscribe to the theory that this is a two-game, maybe a three-game season for Iowa?
You mean the next 2 weeks?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no question, no question. I mean, the 2 3-game winning streaks, you know, sandwiched around that Wisconsin game is terrific. You think back, yeah, could they have won the Wisconsin game? Certainly they could have, but, you know, it's not a bad trade-off to be 6-1 and 3-1 in the conference with not everything in your control, but Wisconsin, what I like is everybody has a tough schedule left, that tough 2 or 3-game stretch, and I'm happy it's here now because of the way that Iowa defense, Mark, is playing. They are legit. I thought they defended McSorley really well last year. The difference was he had a guy named Barkley to throw to or to hand off to. And even though he doesn't have that this year, the Saunders kid is really a good player, but he's not Saquon Barkley. So I think they're looking at last year's game where they got beat in the last play of the night. And I thought they set the boundary line pretty good you know, on the hashes. For McSorley, you got to keep him in the center of the field. He's such he's got such great a Houdini type escapability. But that said, he's approaching 90 career touchdown passes too. So he's the real deal. I mean, he might be the best package of quarterback in the country when you go man on man. And Penn State always has talent around him. So we'll see. But I just think this Iowa defense is playing at a degree or at a level that we haven't seen in quite some time, despite the injuries. And they should be a little healthier this week.
Tracy McSorley, I think, no doubt, is the best quarterback Iowa's going to face to this point and maybe throughout the year. And the challenge for the Iowa defense is to stop a guy like that. Now, there is no Barkley. The weapons aren't quite as amazing as they were last year for the Nittanies, but still, it's Penn State. They've got talent, and they've got 3, 4, and even some 5-star guys all over the place up there.
Yeah, they do. And you know, your point about McSorley is well taken. I mean, this guy accounted for a third of their yards from scrimmage last year. You think about that, and he's doing it again this year. Now, their defense isn't quite what they thought it would be, and that's where the issues have occurred. But they've scored points. They've gone up and down the field. Ohio State got them at the end. I don't frankly know what happened in the Michigan State game. We were playing at the same time. But, you know, Michigan State, they're an enigma this year. They're Jekyll and Hyde. But I think that's the Big Ten more so than anything Penn State did right or wrong. But he is really a complete football player. And you're right, he will be the best overall quarterback that Iowa faces. Now, a week from Saturday, they might be facing the best thrower in the conference in David Blau. But that's then, this is now, and it's all about Penn State. And I think Iowa can score points the way they're playing. You know, you guys know as well as I do that I don't know that the old adage of the football game is one of the trenches is more true for Iowa football than this year, the way the offensive line and the defensive lines are playing. The defensive line giving up nothing against the run, and the offensive line has a Big Ten best six sacks allowed. And when you have a quarterback like Stanley, who is a big guy anyway, and particularly in the middle of the pocket where you've got salty veterans like Render and Ross Reynolds and Dalton Ferguson, when you give Nathan a clear view of the middle of the field with those tight ends, yeah, the people wonder why Iowa's moving the ball and scoring. All you got to do is look at guard to guard and Stanley to the tight ends, and it's a pretty easy puzzle to solve.
Yeah, let's talk Stanley a little bit because, Gary, you've seen some of the great Iowa quarterbacks in Iowa history. Stanley has a chance to join them, I would say. The negative for me is three straight games he's thrown an ill-advised interception. The upside is that he's had quality games and he's bounced back from those mistakes and just went forward and had a good game. And now he's got a few more weapons. Easley's come along. Brandon Smith's come along. You talked about the tight ends. So this is a good quarterback.
He is, Mark. And to your initial point about the ill-advised interceptions, you know, I went back and I looked at every one of those. And it was really perplexing to me until I looked at him a few times. And granted, he would be the first to tell you they were dumb throws, that he should have thrown it away or eaten the football. He's not a runner, as you know. But when you look at how the defenses were disguised in those three particular plays, especially the second one at Indiana a couple weeks ago, it's easy to see how, and still a relatively young quarterback, can be duped into throwing that football. Now, the one 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago in Iowa City, that was really a head-scratcher. But it just shows that if the defenses are doing their homework and they show blitz and then drop a zone blitz and then drop back into coverage, and Nate's already made the commitment to throw the football, I can see where that can happen. But, you know, he's made many more positive moves than he has negative. And that's your last point there. That's what I really like about him is whereby that would have phased a young quarterback a year ago. It doesn't phase him at all now because he knows that Brandon Smith has grown up. He knows that Easley is dependable in the slot. Amir Smith-Marset is really turning into something special, and he knows he has those two All-American candidates at tight end, and he figures, you know what, I'll live for the next down. And the other part of that is, as Norm Parker used to say to his defense, no matter where the line of scrimmage is, go out and put the fire out. And that's what the Iowa defense has been able to do more often than not.
Could you have gone through college and not gone downtown like Stanley? Like Stanley, you know, purports.
I've never known him as a liar, but I guess I have to take him at his word. I went to school in Minneapolis, and I can tell you I was downtown on Nicollet Avenue and some of the other great streets a lot. But I wasn't 6'4", 245,
right,
20,
yeah.
Major college football either. But I don't know. He's an engaging character. He doesn't say much. You know, his sentences, if you've interviewed him, he's a short read. He's a short play. He's just not what you would call the ideal interview because he gets such short answers. But he's honest, and you know, we just try to get him to smile once in a while. But you know, as long as he keeps doing what he's doing, I'm okay with his style, his lifestyle, and certainly with the way he plays football, Mark.
Mm-hmm. A couple more minutes here with Gary Dolphin, the play-by-play voice of the Hawkeyes, and I wanted to ask you, Gary, what has surprised you so far about this football team?
I think it's the offensive line, to be honest with you. Now, I will tell you, I thought the defense could be pretty good. Defensive line would be the bell cow for the defense, and it certainly has been. Parker Hesse is playing at another level, and I didn't think that was possible. But that kid from that young man from Waukon is he's having an All-American type performance this season. Anthony Nelson is only better because of what Parker Hesse's doing. And then we saw this coming last year, guys, the depth that Reese Morgan developed in that front four with Brinks and Reef, and now Golston and Lattimore are athletic stars in the making, the two young guys out of Detroit. And then you got Epinesa, and I wasn't saving him for last, but that's just how many good players they have in that defensive front. And they're very fresh at the end of the game as they are at the start of games. But I think that is what has made Parker Hesse more of a freelancer, despite having brand new linebackers behind him. Those guys are competent. Those guys can, the guys behind him can cover up any mistakes, and they haven't made many. And then, but the offensive line, AJ Jackson and Wirfs are still you know, second-year players that are still learning their trade. But those three middle guys, I'm telling you, Rush Reynolds, Keegan Renner, and Dalton Ferguson. And then you can throw Cole Banward in there, too. And the Paulson twins have played a little bit. The solidity, how the middle of that guard-to-guard has been solidified for Stanley, I think that's given Stanley extra confidence. So I'd have to say, and I bring that up, quite frankly, is because you guys know as well as I do, last year, there was James Daniels, there was Sean Welsh, there was Boone Myers, there was Ike Botker. Now, they were battling through injuries all year, but to lose four quality guys like that, and then to see this offensive line almost literally not miss a beat is really been impressive, and I think that gets right to Tim Polasek, their offensive line coach. He has just done a remarkable job, I think, in retooling.
Last for me, Gary, basketball on the horizon, and not much is being expected on the national level anyway of this Iowa basketball team. Defense, we know that it was the issue last year. Some of the best defense was you and Bobby and Kevin Dolan warding off Fran's water bottles on the sidelines. What do you expect, Gary?
Dolan appreciates the plug.
Yeah.
I can promise you. I thought maybe you were going to mention his Tuesday night MediaCom show. But, anyway, no, the defense has to be better. They know that. In fact, I bumped into Jordan Bohannon, headed over to Carver Saturday to tape the TV show with Kirk. Jordan's just backing out of his parking spot. And, you know, if there's an honest kid anywhere in America, it's him. And he had Ryan Preener with him in the car. And I said, well, tell me how's – they had just gotten done with practice. And I said, how's the defense? He goes, well, we're getting there. He said, we're not there yet. But he said, I can tell you we're much better than a year ago. And quite frankly, it's just in stopping the basketball. You know, the post defense I thought was fine. Iowa out-rebounded most everybody. They blocked shots. They took the ball away inside. It's stopping that doggone basketball when it's coming across the timeline. And, yeah, you're facing Carson Edwards. You're facing the terrific point guards at Michigan and Purdue and Ohio State and Michigan State up and down the line. Now, I think Iowa has focused on that. I think they'll do a better job. Fran will tell you they looked at all their health defense sets. They broke down their strength and conditioning programming. And retooled that, and there's a lot more lean, faster bodies you'll see on this Iowa basketball team that have more stamina. Now, I'm not saying Jordan Bohannon has to play 37 minutes a game like he was at the end of the year last season, but they can turn 14 and 19 around real quick with better perimeter defense, and even though they don't have maybe that jet quick point guard, they do have Joe Wieskamp and C.J. Frederick, and another year, I think Isaiah Moss, he's athletic enough. He can be a really good defender. Bohannon's a good defender. So I think they'll be better on the perimeter, and they absolutely have to be.
And Connor McCaffrey's going to help, too, with stopping the ball.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave Connor out. He's still playing baseball, I think, right now. But, you know, and it's a healthy Connor McCaffrey, too, Scott. Thanks for bailing me out there because, you know, he's a really good passer. He doesn't turn the ball over. And he absolutely will help him on the perimeter.
Yeah, give him some minutes right there. Hey, Gary, I know you got to run, but appreciate the time as always. Safe flight to Happy Valley and hopefully a victory to come home with.
Okay, thanks, guys. I just like the team, the way this team is trending. And I don't get a chance to listen every day, but how's the bowling going? Bowling North America, is that going okay?
We're trending upward, man. Much like Iowa's defense.
Still up there around, what, 280, 270?
I'm going to pitch count, Gary, but I'm doing all right.
You're doing better than your twins.
That's right.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Take care.
332, Gary Dolphin, play-by-play voice of the Hawkeyes, joining us here on Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Texas Tech Red Raider football. Brian Jensen, play-by-play voice for the Red Raiders, will join us. They're coming to Ames for homecoming on Saturday, and we'll find out about the 5-2 Red Raiders after this.
I love the feeling of starting our workday, don't you? It's like getting ready for the big game.
Wow, you're pretty confident. How do you know you're ready?
We use CentOS. They take care of everything. They check our fire extinguishers, stock our first aid cabinets. They handle our floor mats and restroom supplies. And, of course, our great-looking uniforms.
Sounds like we're ready to crush it. So, what are you waiting for?
My walk-up music.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get CentOS and get ready for the workday.
You want a beautiful wood floor in your kitchen, bath, or mudroom. But you also know eventually there will be water or mud there, which ruins everything, right? Wrong. With WoodLook Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring, only available at the Home Depot, you get the wood looks you want while being completely 100% waterproof, guaranteed. So now, where there's water, there can be WoodLook. Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a Superstart Extreme or Superstart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you here at 3:35 on the Gym Class of KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. World Series coming your way tonight right after local programming. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock, Game 1. It'll be Chris Sale going up against Clayton Kershaw, at least for three innings or a couple times through the batting order. Mark, you see who's leading off for the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight?
Not Dozier, is it?
Brian Dozier. Because he has had a good career against one Chris Sale. Strike another one for Sabermetrics, my friend. Brian Dozier leading off for the Dodgers.
Two ex-twins in the series, Dozier and Eduardo Nunez from the Red Sox, for what it's worth.
For what it's worth.
And not much.
Thank you. The more you know. Cue the rainbow. Brian Jensen set to join us right now. You can follow him on Twitter. Love his handle, at Broadcast Booth, all one word. The voice of the Texas Tech Raiders joining us here on the program on a Tuesday. And Brian, how's everything down in Lubbock these days?
Oh, it's going well. Thank you. How about you?
Doing all right. Wish it was always warmer, but, you know, that's just the way it goes in Iowa as we get toward the fall anyway. But
move south.
That's life advice right there from Brian Jensen. 5-2 start for the Red Raiders, and so far so good anyway.
Yeah, 5-2 is better, I think, than some people expected at this point. But the reality is that this is a team that's shown some real improvement in some real areas. And now you look back and you're a little bit disappointed that some things happened the way they did, or they could have been better.
I think the defense has really come along for this team. Brian, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's a very good assessment. You look at the second halves of the games they played in the conference, and, I mean, nobody is scoring on them, which has been great. And then they were able to play 60 minutes worth of defense against TCU and the same against Kansas. So, you know, I think they've really shown that not only can they attack the football and get turnovers, but now they're able to keep offenses out of the end zone and off the scoreboard, you know, for long stretches of time. And that's been a huge difference for Tech.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, Brian, that jumps out at you is so far the Red Raiders are 2-0 on the road in the Big 12, and with wins in Stillwater and a win down at Fort Worth. So this team's not scared.
Yeah, that's been one of the other great changes, I think, for this program. A little bit frustrating that they haven't been able to win at home as well as they had in the past, but that's hopefully changing too. But, no, on the road, they – are very comfortable. I think Cliff Kingsbury's done a great job of teaching these guys, you know, how to win on the road. And more importantly, a lot of these players, most of these players have been around each other for a long time now, especially on defense. And, you know, they've had these road experiences now for, you know, 3-4 years, and it's showing that they don't get intimidated. And the other thing that's been really good, I think, we all cringed when last year we had 11 o'clock games in almost every single week. But now it's turned out to be something that they are very prepared for, and it doesn't bother them a bit. A lot of teams don't have that experience, and so, you know, those early morning games sometimes are a problem.
Very tough, but perhaps an opportune three-week stretch for Tech. I had Iowa State, Oklahoma, and Texas at home. What has Kingsbury had to say about the Cyclones this week?
Well, he's very impressed with the improvement there, too. I mean, it's clear that, you know, he's very aware of how things have transpired there. Last year, of course, well, not only that, the fact that Iowa State has had Tech's number over the last, you know, few opportunities. So he's very impressed with the improvement, the running game, the young quarterback who's a very what appears to be even match to Alan Bowman, our freshman quarterback. And I think that's not a huge surprise because they were each ranked in very similar fashion coming out of high school. But, you know, and then defensively, geez, what Iowa State has done has certainly opened his eyes, and it's something that he's very concerned about come Saturday.
You mentioned Alan Bowman, and when he's been in there, has been very, very effective so far. But yeah, I think it's probably going to be the toughest defense that this young man has faced so far.
It's certainly one of them. I mean, TCU's got a pretty good defense, and I think he did some really good things against TCU in what he didn't do. And I think that's I'm mistaken. That was Jet Duffy. I apologize for that. You are right. So this defense against Iowa State, you're right, is going to be the most difficult defense he's faced. Maybe not the most difficult defense that Tech as a team has faced, but that remains to be seen because I think the Cyclones have certainly been, you know, putting it on opponents throughout the season so far. But, yeah, Bowman, it'll be interesting to see how he handles it because he's handled everything extremely well and protected the football extremely well so far.
Is Bowman completely healthy now?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. And not that Jet Duffy didn't come in and do some good things, though, for Texas Tech.
Yeah, he did. He made a couple of very big plays against TCU, and they were very timely plays. Good calls on the plays, too, as well, from the sideline. But, you know, Duffy's one of those guys that has great skills, is not a great protector of the football, and that's probably why he's not playing over Bowman. But I think now they feel like they've got two very capable quarterbacks that can come in and win games in the Big 12.
Talk about this receiving core, Brian, because you've got eight or ten guys with double-digit receptions led by Wesley and High.
Yeah, I think that's probably been the biggest surprise of the team this season is the way the receiving core has jumped in there and risen to the occasion because you look at what they lost. They lost Kiki Cutie, they lost Dylan Cantrell, they lost Cameron Batson, they lost some incredible production. And really, when they came into the season, no one was real sure which one, if any, would step up and carry the load. As it's turned out, as you mentioned, there's been three or four that have stepped up with Wesley leading the way. You know, TJ Vasher and Wesley are both really tall receivers. That's something a little unique in Tech's offense. And because of that, they've been able to, you know, get balls in different types of throws than we've seen in the past in this offense. And then you got the littler guys in the slot still, so that's been very effective. Seth Collins, a guy that's really come on of late. He's the Oregon State transfer, and I'd say they're a much deeper receiving core than everyone expected.
Brian Jensen joining us, play-by-play voice of Texas Tech football here on KGYM. And Brian, going into the season, a lot of folks around the country, the national people anyway, they always come up with lists, and Cliff Kingsbury was on a lot of the lists as far as, okay, it's time to get something done at their particular school. And 5-2 is a great start. How is everything going with Coach Kingsbury down in Lubbock?
I think everything is going much better after the wins on the road because you have to look at the history of what's happened with not only the program but with his era. You know, he'd never won at Oklahoma State before that other than as a player. But then the program hadn't won in Stillwater in 17 years, so that was a huge win there. And then at TCU, the fact that over the last several years, you know, that battle for recruits in Fort Worth has been huge for Tech, and TCU's won that on many occasions. getting a victory there again, second straight time, is something that's, you know, really important. So I think he's in good stead as long as nothing major happens to the negative in the next 3-4 weeks. And if they're competitive, if they pull off a win here and there, I think he's fine.
How much fun has it been to watch Tech alum Patrick Mahomes in the NFL?
It's been fun for me.
Scott's a Chiefs fan, so yeah.
It's been one of the greatest things for Tech fans to be able to see at that level what we saw for 3 years in college, because it's really interesting. The guy, the skill set that he has, we saw every one of those throws in college, but because you didn't have the skill players like he does with the Chiefs around him, they didn't always end up that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you saw Mahomes make those throws. So the roll to the left, spin the body, and be able to throw all the way back across to the right, the flat-footed fling into the end zone with a perfect strike for a touchdown. I mean, all those things he did at Tech, it's just the end result may not have been quite as great because the skill set around him may not have been so great. But, man, it's been a blast to watch him.
Yes, it has been. Yes, it has been. Now, the one thing Patrick didn't do, though, is win an Ames. And like you said, Texas
right.
Tech is it's Iowa State's kind of had the Red Raider number. What's Tech got to do Saturday to come out of Ames with another road victory?
Well, I think the first thing they've got to do is protect the ball. You know, it's a cliche. Everybody talks about it, but it's real, especially when you're on the road. So protect the ball. Don't let turnovers be the thing that beats you. And then, you know, they're going to need to come up with a special teams play probably. And then their defense just can't give up the huge play. They haven't done it all year long. So if they can keep from giving up the huge play, stay in it throughout the game, have a chance at the end, I think they can come away with a win. If any of those that I just mentioned go against them, I think it's really going to be tough to come out of there with a win.
Yeah. And great to see, you know, not to look forward to basketball too much, but great to see Texas Tech getting the corner turned and really got to be looking forward to an outstanding basketball campaign coming up.
Well, it was such a fun season last year, no question about it, and it really did put basketball back on the map at Tech. I don't know if you've noticed in the past or not, but, you know, even with Bob Knight there, it was really hard to get butts in seats and just to get the excitement level around the basketball program now. Well, Chris Beard and what he did last year, the place has been, you know, selling out, and they're so excited about getting started again. And regardless of where people pick them, that was a little bit of a sore, I think, when people say that Tech's going to end up seventh in the conference. They don't think so. They think they've got, you know, great recruiting base now, and they've got some real talent coming in, and Chris Beard should be able to turn them into something that we all want to see pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think Iowa State's in the same boat going into this year. They're a little slighted, I think, by the sixth place picked by a lot of folks.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But football to play first coming up on Saturday. Now, Brian, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Safe travels up to Ames, and talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Brian Jensen joining us, play-by-play voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders here coming up on 347 on KGYM. Yeah, Texas Tech has not fared well against Iowa State since the Big 12 came together.
Not at all, but I think this is a bit of a different Tech team, minus Patrick Mahomes, playing better defense than it did early in the season, as Brian pointed out. I think it shapes up to be a heck of a game.
He mentioned big plays, and that's the one thing I remember from this Iowa State-Tech series is just seems like Iowa State is just hit on big play after big play, both in Lubbock and in Ames, especially in Lubbock. Going down there and getting a couple of victories,
mm-hmm.
Taking it away down there. But we'll see what happens coming up this week. Iowa State with 2 weeks to get ready for the Red Raiders. And Texas Tech so far 2-0 in the road. And that's you don't get a chance to say that very often.
Not at all.
In any league, especially the Big 12 right there. All right, we'll take a break. Come back, more of your texts, and we'll talk a little bit about the World Series coming up as well. Dodgers and the Red Sox Game 1 coming your way tonight here on KGYM. We'll give our predictions as well. So stay tuned. More to come after this.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect fall combination for football. All the info you need to get ready for the big game, and all the smart rock you need to get ready for your pregame festivities. Tailgates go better with Smart Rock from Smart FM. If you're heading to the Hawkeye game or getting together with your buddies before kickoff, Smart Rock pairs perfectly with brats, burgers, and barbecue. Next big game, prepare your pregame feast with a side of Smart Rock. From Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, I'm here for the training session.
Drop and give me 20, mister.
Wait, 20 what?
The company softball game is in 2 weeks, and we are not going to lose to those nerds in IT again.
I thought we were being trained on core competency.
Oh, we're training your core, all right. 20 burpees, go.
I hate burpees.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Baseball's postseason. Game one of the World Series. The LA Dodgers and Boston Red Sox.
Tonight starting at 7 on 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, KGYM.
Back in the gym class, coming up on 3:50 for a Tuesday on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will be joining us. And Kevin Lehman's going to join us as well. Talk a little hoops as it is Big 12 Media Day coming up tomorrow. Speaking of Texas Tech, speaking of Iowa State basketball, Chris Beard had a tremendous run. K-State had a tremendous run last year. Can Kansas win it for the umpteenth year in a row? They are number one preseason in the country. I think that's a little aggressive, but...
In court or on the court?
Actually both, Mark, to be honest with you, because, yes, Kansas is not only having a battle off the court, but or on the court, but off the court as well. I messed that up, didn't I? So we'll talk with the coach, Kevin Lehman, coming up tomorrow. Drake having their media day today. The Bulldogs under Coach Darren DeVries, first year, as they get ready. There's actually an exhibition basketball game coming up this weekend. UNI, I believe, plays Wartburg coming up this weekend on Sunday. So, and then Iowa's first exhibition is a week from Sunday. It is around the corner, as they say, Mark.
That's for sure.
Getting here closer and closer. But baseball tonight, as it'll be game one between the Dodgers and the Red Sox from, as of right now anyway, a little wet Fenway Park. But like you said, they're anticipating the showers to come to an end, and they can get first pitch going on time tonight.
20% chance of rain at game time, so it appears that things will be fine. This is the subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What will the outcome of this year's World Series be? Dodgers in four, Sox in four, the Dodgers in five or six, the Sox in five or six, or one of the teams in seven. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
By the way, 25 years ago today, if you want to feel old, Joe Carter's walk-off home run off of Mitch Williams for the Toronto Blue Jays as they won the World Series. Mm. If that wants to make you feel old.
Is that his last at bat?
Joe Carter's?
Yeah. I might think of somebody else.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. That was Toronto beating Philadelphia. Sorry, Denny Gettle and others that are Philly fans out there. But the only reason I remember that because 25, oldest son Ryan just had a birthday, and He was born during the Philly Blue Jay World Series. We watched one of the games. I still remember that to this day. Shortly after, the day after the birth, as a matter of fact. I can say that and not embarrass him because I know he's at work and probably not tuned in right now. If he is, happy belated birthday again to oldest son out there. 319-366-1600. Who do you think's going to win out there? And why do you think they're going to win out there? And the bigger question, will Chris Sale and Clayton Kershaw go beyond four innings tonight in their starts? Or will they get pulled after one and saved for another start on down the line?
Couple texts on the Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line, 5232. Coming from a Brewers fan, whatever happens, I wish nothing but the worst for Manny Machado. Cyclone Tim has the Red Sox in five. I'll pretend it's my Reds.
I got this right, by the way. I said Red Sox. Well, I said Houston Dodgers. I'm sorry. I said Houston Dodgers. I got half right there. I was rooting for the Brewers, but I thought the Dodgers would come away with the victory in a hard-fought series. I think this is going to be a hard-fought series as well. And Craig Kimbrel in the back end really scares me if I'm a Boston Red Sox rooter at this point. But I think the starting pitching is a little bit better, and I think the lineup up and down is a little bit better and more consistent than the Dodgers. Plus, they're going to have the home field. This thing might run seven. But I'm going to have to cast my vote for the Boston Red Sox at this point.
I've got the Red Sox in five or six, and I think a lot depends on tonight's game, Kershaw and Sale. Maybe one of the best matchups since I don't know when. I can't remember another one better in recent years, but I'm with you on Kimbrel in the back end of that bullpen, but Boston's got others who could come in and fill those roles as well. And listen, this team has won 115 games, 108 in the regular season and seven more in the playoffs, and that doesn't happen by accident. It's a tremendous lineup. I think the Dodgers are a very good team as well, but I just think Boston is the best team, has the home field advantage, and I'll go with the Red Sox in five or six. Sorry to my friend Rusty.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Rusty's had a lot of heartache this fall watching Tennessee Volunteer football.
He was not very happy with the Alabama game last week.
No, he was not. By the way, the sun has started. Kyle Glazer has just tweeted out the sun has come out at Fenway, and there is a rainbow over the Green Monster. Is that some sort of premonition right there? 319-366-1600. So we both like the Red Sox to come away with the World Championship. We'll see how it all plays out. And like I said, interesting. Brian Dozier is going to lead off tonight for the L.A. Dodgers. Has had a good track record against Chris Sale over the years. Seen him a lot, of course, when Sale was with the White Sox and Dozier was with the Twins. Mm-hmm. So he's not scared.
I'm going with the guy with a belly button ring.
People are now saying that was a bunch of hooey.
Well, I know, but it was still funny.
It was a great distraction and diversion from other things that may be going on with Chris Sale. He's thrown a ton of innings, man.
I don't want to know if he has a belly button ring. I really don't need to know.
If he does, that's the only man I know of or have heard of that has a belly button ring is Chris Sale. And yeah. Take that for what it's worth.
You don't know me that well, do you?
No, I guess I don't. I guess I don't out there. So tomorrow coming up on the program, we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman. He'll be live from Big 12 Media Day, and we'll find out all things Big 12 coming up tomorrow. Talk about the Drake Media Day as well that was held today. And you and I as well, as the Panthers get ready to open things up coming up over the weekend. So basketball is right around the corner. So we'll talk about that. And then Chris Liss of rotowire.com. I got to find out what quarterback to pick up because half my team's out this week with Atlanta Falcons on the sidelines with the bye.
I told you, Alex Smith, go for it.
I just as a goodwill gesture, I think I should pick up Alex Smith going up. I think they play the Giants this week, but we'll see how it plays out. Have a good night. Enjoy the baseball tonight, everybody. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock on KGYM. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next right here on KGYM.
Day one for a new employee. Instead of joining in productively, they face a confusing, disjointed process and piles of paper forms. With Kronos, you can automate